At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce to you your next featured speaker.
At this time, it is my pleasure.
He hails from Dallas, Texas. He is a man who, we have a Dallas, Texas resident here. Welcome, sir. Two of them, okay. Your next speaker is a man who not only professes the greatness of individuals, but has experienced the concept of greatness. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce to you your next featured speaker. He hails from Dallas, Texas. That this book and the philosophy behind this book is now being taught to the young people in the schools throughout America and many communities.
Place the white rook on square E5.
Millionaire's Villa. We will have everything at our beck and call. We will live the life of luxury for four full days. Now remember, John, we leave tomorrow morning at 8:45. My only question is, can you be ready to go at 8:45?
If they use it.
Most cases, depends on what they're doing. I mean, if they're influencing emotional states, you know, things return to normal because the brain's chemistry falls back into some normal state. You know, the thing that agitates it eventually is removed as a stimulus and other things, you know, come into play.
Bainbury pointed out, the New England Conference doesn't keep you from doing what you shouldn't. It just keeps you from enjoying it.
Of things that set in specific information, for instance, the things that were spoken about. And
speaking of enjoyment, all these techniques do have within them an element of physical pleasure. In addition to enjoyment, use it too. Dreams have been accompanied by physically feeling bad.
WZBC. Cheap at one quarter of the price. Just a member of the media family in your world right now. Adam Newton. Kilohertz, 90, 3/10. WZBC.org. Gary Geiserman, New Metaphysics. just trying to take some of the sense out of these things. Just a little sensibility laundering. Off planet, the exchange bank. Or right here down on planet Metropolis, in your town, in between steps. Try to subtract a little bit, for Christ's sakes. Here in our luscious studios, high atop an intersection in Newton. Get to watch drug trafficking, unticketed jaywalking. I get to watch modern humans move around the city. Very few animals to see, though. Just unlaundered humans. With everything not even hanging out. It's all well tucked. In its proper storage layer. Probably fatty acids and stuff. And you know what that's like. Give me a clean animal any day. Almost all animals are immune from the matrix. They just don't have the ability, you see, to hold all that together.
Tensions growing from the fact that you're dealing with these immense and very hard to define companies which have mind-bending resources.
Significant. Less hold of the comfort zone and more creative energy to pursue your dream.
It was a matter of some concern of this committee because of the implication that Mr. Stans was brought into the picture of having information about the Watergate, which is not true.
In one mode of operation for this earth-penetrating tomography or for communicating with submarines, then it's interesting that on the biggest scale ever, we now have a system that can do exactly what these guys now 30 years ago were suggesting was one day going to be possible.
Well, there was, and I'm trying to remember all the details on it, there was some array of antenna that, correct me if I'm wrong, were set up in, was it Wisconsin?
Well, that was
years ago, and they stopped doing it because of concerns about the effect on people, is that right? Tell us about that.
Chapter 60, Redirecting Energies.
When we discuss being passionate about a dream, many people think...
Passion? Passion is supposed to be for...
Then they name the thing they happen to be passionate about or feel guilty about doing all the time, which they do because of passion. Passion is stronger than guilt. Most people have their passion hardwired and often hotwired toward a particular thing. It might be a person, certain foods, a given TV program, sex, money, football, macrame, whatever. The list of things people feel passionate about is almost as long as a list of things.
That's a, you know, sometimes we're told we have a reptilian brain.
We do.
Very hard to define companies which have mind-bending resources.
Everything which is to which we are not accustomed, hurts our ego. We can't accept to say, I don't understand. So you say the artist is wrong.
What we feel passionate about is our choice. For most of us, however, the choice was made long ago, and we forgot that we chose. We know what the choice is, the thing we automatically feel passionate about, but we've forgotten having made the choice.
At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce to you your next featured speaker. He hails from Dallas, Texas. He is a man who, we have a Dallas, Texas resident here. Welcome, sir. Two of them, okay. Your next speaker is a man who not only professes the greatness of individuals, but has experienced the concept of greatness. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce to you your next featured speaker.
In 1916, I was carving a stone. It was some kind of a pre-cubist sculpture. A friend of mine came to the studio and said, looked at what I'm doing, a Russian man, and not a stupid one, not educated man, and a good man, said, Jacques, what you are doing? You are spoiling a gift which the good Lord gave it to you. He spat on my sculpture, spat, and went away. I never have seen him again.
Thank you.
Well, you see, that's the kind of sculpture that today everybody wants.
Als ich 20 war, als ich 20 war, als ich 30 war, als ich 30 war, als ich 40 war, als ich 40 war, als ich 50 war, als ich 50 war, als ich 60 war, als ich 60 war. Jetzt bin ich gespannt.
Today everybody wants. I could, between us, I could sell 15 sculptures of this period before I sell one which I'm making today.
With respect to the 23rd, to the best of my knowledge, it does show that that Mr. Stans and I had lunch in my diary. Now, on the 24th, this is the sequel of the Marty and LaRue debriefing or interviewing of Liddy and the information they got about Magruder's involvement with Liddy and the payment of money. And it resulted in Marty and going to talk to Magruder and getting this story that it was only $40,000 at the most that I could have given Liddy, or whatever the number was, $40,000 or $50,000. And this, quite, of course, was entirely contrary to what Mr. Liddy had told Mr. Mardian. So Mardian came up and got my secretary to get Sloan in from his house into the office, the 24th being a Saturday, where there was this confrontation. By the way, I would like to interpolate here that this is the only meeting that I ever had with Hugh Sloan at any time after June 17th, and it wasn't in connection with his going to the FBI, as he said.
Now I never shall. I shall drop it. And the pleasures of fishing, I shall no longer, I think, try to learn to ride a horse, which I peck at every 2 years with terribly bad results.
Yes, Mr. Potter, with horsemanship, Frenchmanship, and
yes.
What's the other one? Fishmanship.
Yes.
What have you got to look for?
Well, now, exactly. Now you've cleared the deck for action, you see. Over to Mr. Morgan, I think. What's
well,
he going to cut out?
What are you going to cut out?
I have given up everything anyway.
Yes,
so I wouldn't get much of a relief from that.
Yes.
All I have left is floating.
The information retrieval system is a perfect place to go whenever you think, I wish I knew more about. And of course, there's the master teacher. What a friend, guide, supporter, fellow traveler, champion, and bold eagle. All this and so much more is only the close of My Little Way. Music. Author.
William James said, if you want a quality, act as if you already had it. Try the as if technique.
Focus on the status of the product and show that that product contained a defect. And you don't care how it got there. You don't have to show how it got there. If it had a defect, you can recover.
On calm days in the summer, it's an indulgence.
A part of our brain is indeed reptilian.
Yes, yes.
Which I'm making today. And good. I have an explanation for that, but it's very strange.
Consider that I was now by the seaside, where it was at least possible that something might happen to my advantage, and by the same ill fate that brought me hither might bring some other unhappy wretches to the same place. And though it was scarce probable that any such thing should ever happen, yet to enclose myself among the hills and woods in the center of the island was to anticipate my bondage and to render such an affair not only improbable but impossible.
Down there looking at a car. She's trying to find one of them terraces down there.
Oh, well, it's got a comfortable ride, you know.
Well, that's what she said, you said.
Well, it does have a comfortable ride.
And then she said you offered to show her your probe.
Actually, they were long antennas, 14 to 26 miles long, and they were buried under the ground.
Time, WZBC, Newton. Help!
A stammer that didn't leave me for 3 or 4 years.
Yes, I've always preferred it. I never had any interest in writing nonfiction. Now I see that my nonfiction and my fiction, in a way, are doing the same thing. I mean, they're working toward the same vision of life and what's happened to it.
In all my work, in Snow Falling on Cedars, in East of the Mountains, I begin with an act of brooding, self-reflection, introspection, meditation. What I'm really asking myself is not what is it that I would like to write about, not what do I want to write about, but what do I have to write about, because it's so essential and central to my inner life.
And how do you find what you have to write about?
Well, it's that process of self-examination. It's a matter of becoming introspective and paying close attention to your inner monologue and asking yourself, what is it that looms so large in my consciousness that I can't ignore it? I must confront it as a human being and in a corollary fashion as a writer. And in my case, it was the prospect of aging and death that was filling me with fear and dread.
Yeah, but
and they don't all agree with each other. I mean, they're not all coming from one mindset. They definitely have differences of opinion.
All right.
Yes. Our Next Leap Forward is happening, you know, and it has been happening for at least 50 years or so. And they're creating a hybrid between the Zetas and the humans, who are volunteers. They're not picked up and their eggs harvested and all this stuff involuntarily. They may describe it was a scary situation, but the Zetas point out going to the dentist and even getting married could be a scary situation. Many people feel traumatized by it and have mixed feelings. So, and they mix this together sometimes with, and they tend to follow family lines. And the reason for that is, I'm told, there's a weaving of the genetics, and they may be missing a gene or two or need to strengthen something, and so they blend it together over a number of generations.
Now, there are several different kinds of defects. The kind of defect that you probably springs to mind that you think of most is a manufacturing defect. A defective manufacturing process.
Public safety and the environment help make my employment and my life as an American more rewarding. If Ralph Nader is about one thing, he's about sticking together, truth to power.
And place it on square C7.
Come to grips. I mean, do you what between the time that that's a theme you have to address, and the time that you start writing East of the Mountains, do you have to decide and read and research and talk and think about what it is I feel about this? And you know, even before you have come up with characters, because you got to know what it is you want to say. Mm. Or do you let, you find a character and let his or her experience define what you say?
If a car is going along the old assembly line there in Michigan and they forget to put the brakes in, that's a manufacturing defect.
About Martin Luther King is that he went on in his life to talk so much more deeply than many of us ever hear about various forms of domination. He didn't stay with race.
Kind of 14 to 26 miles long, and they were buried under the ground, and they antennas 14 to 26 miles long, and they were buried under the ground, and they
right.
were used to create a long wave, again, for communicating with submarines. You need this very long wavelength to get through the earth and sea, because otherwise short wavelengths only travel a very short distance in terms of depth, So these antennas were put there, and the fact is they were complained about. They still exist in the areas. But in terms of weather locations, Alaska has them, other parts around the world have them for, again, communication purposes. When you look at what systems like HARP offer, instead of having these underground antennas at various places on the planet, you can create a virtual antenna in the sky by modulating the signal on the ground.
Network.
Yeah, who's speaking?
Pardon me?
Who is this on the phone?
This is Matt Skinner.
Man, this here is Roy Mercer from down here at Idabel.
Yeah.
We got a kind of a problem.
Well, I begin with the scene. You know, this question of death, of confronting death, and this question of death, of confronting death, and finding some way to live.
Hands off the switch. Put down the family-sized jar of aspirin. Release that trigger slowly and move it off target, please. Eyes on the road. No suicide on my watch, please. Us counterculture DJs are scored for how many errant terminations in their sector while on air. I'm perilously close to being under disciplinary action here, so hold off till ZBC Rocket 7 if you would. Adam Newton, the WZ. Show casts a lengthy shadow along the quarter deck, where floggings go on 24/7. Keep things working right. Just try to beg off for a few hours, please.
The fact of death.
I was listening to your radio station there yesterday, and y'all reported that my sister, Sharon Jane Mercer, was down here at Idabel, and she got drunk and got in a fist fight in the bowling alley down here.
You were injured because you get in the car, you're ready to go, you come to the first stoplight, you move your foot over to where there should be, there's not even a brake pedal there. That's a manufacturing defect.
Of this country do not allow you to commit anyone for help. They have to commit themselves.
A trade stronger or
it brings it through true. So, and there, it's multiracial. It's not Caucasian or et cetera. One of the reasons...
Why is there a need for an interbreeding program? I'm not clear.
There's not really a need for it. We're scheduled for the next leap forward. During this transformation time, it's not just that they're hauling the bad guys off to reform school, etc., but we're also going to be reincarnating into hybrid bodies with 400 IQs, and we will be eating. We will have the capacity to breathe in a bellows manner. We will have sex. We'll have big heads, big eyes, and we'll live very high tech.
Well, that doesn't sound, I guess, all that bad.
Well, no hair. No hair. We're going to be bald.
Something, play with a video game, the movie is fundamentally at the heart of all that, because the movie still brings everybody together.
The important thing, you see, is to acquire some kind of a freedom in expression, and if you know something, it becomes very difficult. Freedom is not given to us. We have to conquer it. We have to conquer it by fighting, by working very hard. And then a little bit more freedom comes every time. You know, you are more free. You have to learn how to be free. You have to let everything which is unknown, because what you know is very little beside what we don't know. So this unknown forces, you have to let them work for you. And first of all, you have to be able to catch them. You know, that's a technique that you learn. You know, things are coming. You don't know what it is, but you have to have a net to catch them. You have to know, and then you see what it is, what you can use. What it, you understand? That's freedom. For an artist, he works with things which are absolutely mysterious for him, unknown. But he knows is very little.
That is a doctor. The United States has pretty much been disqualified from this function. U.S. peacekeepers can be in places like, say, the Sinai, where they're isolated and separating warring armies. But when they're involved in situations where there are civilians, and you do face a certain risk and a certain threat, then this military doctrine is extremely dangerous. We saw that in Somalia.
Despairing of their youngest daughter's future, and fearing that they might have somehow incurred the anger of the gods, went to seek advice of the Oracle of Apollo, to whom, meanwhile, Cupid had confided his consuming passion for Psyche, and the plan he had secretly devised to bring his ardent love to fulfillment. So now, to the waiting, anxious parents, the Oracle spoke words of mystery with two-edged meaning. It is decreed that your daughter will become the bride of no mortal lover. Let her now be taken to the top of yonder mountain, where her destined husband awaits her, a monster whom neither gods nor man can withstand.
Marty and Magruder and Sloan, in which Magruder was saying, well, it couldn't have been more than $40,000 or $50,000, and Sloan was saying, it's much, much more than that.
You can recover that's an obvious kind of defect, the easiest kind of defect. There's a second kind of defect that's increasingly common, at least lawsuits about it are increasingly common, and that's a design defect. A design defect.
In so many other ways, a great thinker about the question of imperialism, nationalism, the question of this of Rwanda, Bosnia, all of these things that are coming up are there. But he began with race in a way that illuminated his.
I am just a little upset about it.
You heard this on the Oklahoma News Network?
That's right.
From the studio. And I remember looking out at my window and seeing tanks driving down Union Avenue.
Lawsuits about it are increasingly common.
No more man out of clear. No more blind faith. We need food in our plate. Look how long we are sweat. Too much foreign debt. Life and death, all we are fret is life and death. Freedom not yet, life and death, all we are fret. Life and death, freedom not yet, life and death, all we are fret. Life and death, freedom not yet. Them and them economical plan still can't find a solution. Borrowing money for lend. World Bank and now a friend.
About what time?
Well, it had to be about this time yesterday morning.
I did the news yesterday morning, and I did no such story mentioning any name or having anything to do with Ida Bell.
Working.
Yes.
You know what kind of place this is?
Yes.
What?
I run for school.
How old are you?
I'm 23 for transfer.
Ah.
No, I'm 24. See you, my ID. I'm 24. Yeah.
You want to be a prostitute?
Yeah.
Why?
I like fucking.
Up through 1977,
you know, most people don't even know such a treaty exists.
I asked whether or not the backup memorandum supplied the information which supported this memorandum to Mr. Dean that this information should appropriately be leaked. Supported this memorandum to
Mr. Dean. Any questions?
I asked whether or not the backup memorandum supplied the information. Which supported this memorandum of Mr. Dean.
Something is happening this year which I find slightly troubling, and that is that we used to say that your ultimate box office was probably 3.5 times your opening weekend, and it seems to have dropped to 2.5.
Got a Newton slinging some ZBC on the griddle. Big heavy rig's coming through soon. Got to be ready for them. Sell them some value chain dolls, keychains with the rabbit's feet and their favorite logo of Britney and whatnot. Various products. Out here on Route 20, pretty hot, even for Route 20. Got the big Z house on the PA. Always propagates. Good spending by the lads. Got the big G-man on there. With that gobbledygook kind of thing. But it's a beat you can dance to, though. Everything's stacking up on itself these days. Ratings sweeps month starts 4 or 5 days before the month itself actually starts, and ends a few days before the end of the month. The seasons actually start 3 weeks before the guy on the media, radio, TV says they do, or the calendars that the Goyim have, you know, the white monster people. You know Whitey's a monster, don't you? A grotesquerie. All the riches and all the portfolios and all the world. Don't make up for it. Time being that convoluted mystery that it is to the white man. Not that we don't want his money or anything. We want to get it. But this stack up at Route 20, man. Things pretty soon will be over before they even could start early. That doesn't mean they're going to start on time, but it could. Of course, you wouldn't be able to tell. That is the stitch. in time. Big Monster Z House Extrava Calabalanza over here. I got ghouls lined up from various female impersonating shows all over the Bay Area. Got tables loaded with powder. Got little sideshows where we're filming foreign export. We're on the net. We're getting ready for that big broadband.com explosion, heart coronary palpitating kind of bubble thing coming up soon. Big porno pushing it all, of course. That value train going down that track. Of course, it's not unpublicized, it's just unknown. Because you can lead a white man's information, but happens every day. Big conductor with the white hat on his head. Male pattern extraction going on up there.
Now you've seen how these big budget pictures open quite wide and drop quite suddenly, losing half their audience.
Soon the only media is going to be pornography or games that are so real that they are real. I don't mean the timeshare upper middle junior executive over at the network. Pretty soon we're going to be staging street brawls. We're going to have cameras in all late model cars with the slightly out of date burglary protection. Film and car capping right there in front of your house. Of course, it's not about networks anymore. Passé. Not about movies. Small market, low revenue. It's all about the recording industry and games. And of course, the big P popping, pop shot, popping pornography out there. And games. Some of them with this show on it, by the way. It's audio and games is open source. Way out ahead with the big pee popping porn. And it's going to happen early. Everything being rolled back and stacked up.
Weekend. And one doesn't really know whether that's because there are too many pictures and therefore the theaters are crowded with movies stacked up like planes over an airport, or because there's a too high a level of expectations from the movies that we're marketing.
By the way, you only get the toxic byproducts of the New Metaphysics radio program. You get the exoskeleton skin. You get the skin that nobody wanted. Sometimes you get the regular. but you never, ever, ever. So help me, hand on the good book. Do you get the new Metaphysics Radio internet program? Not that I have anything to do with it, but it's just the way it works. Clothed in anonymity, a legend in 1,000 years, kind of syndrome. More and more people getting in on it these days. It's not deferred gratuitousness, however. That's old school. That already happened, ended, began before it happened, even with a move update. I mean, that's old. And I know I'm talking to Americans who are addicted to the cult of young and rich, and have sex a lot, Americans, in the fantasy, you know. Big porn show over here in the North American middle temperate landmass. If anyone was wondering what this great land of ours was all about, where it happens early and fast, and almost everyone misses it. And we like it like that.
You can market a bad film, and you can drag people virtually into the theater in that opening weekend. You can't make them go back and tell their friends to go see a bad film, no matter how well you market it. That's what's led to all this pressure on the opening weekend.
People sort of almost can smell a stinker before it comes out, before the reviews come out. They just know. And they might go opening weekend because they got sold it and they liked the premise, but then they won't, which is what happened this summer a lot. There was a lot of movies that people had high expectations for because the idea sounded good, and then they weren't as happy with the actual movie.
If the formula still is that a movie has to make twice what it costs to break even because of marketing and stuff, that means on the average, every other movie this summer needs to make $200 million to break even, and that doesn't happen too often. I don't care how big the grosses are and that this is a record year as compared to last year, which is also a record year. You know, movies kind of stall out about $90 million or so, which still sounds like a lot of money to me. It's still a lot of people, but it's just not the kind of big hit people are looking for anymore.
If you're being honest about it, you'd say, I'm in a lousy business. I'm making no money. I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing. I have to change it. I have to fundamentally start to say one word, no, and nobody will do that.
This information should appropriately be leaked. Well, it supplies information that... I don't know, I'll read the whole thing if you want me to. It's an awfully long...
No, I'm not asking you to read
memorandum, but it obviously supplies information regarding Larry O'Brien's relationship with the Hughes organization in some way, that they had offered him a piece of the Hughes action in Las Vegas or something, is what it says.
Be you, right? That's the only doggone radio station I listen to.
This is not a radio station.
All right, there you go.
You're listening to Jane on your all-girl station, 6 minutes before 1 o'clock.
That far back in our history, but the technologies had advanced even as far back as then to be considered a significant enough threat. The thing is, the last three secretaries of defense have all suggested that we reopen that treaty and perhaps abandon that treaty in the same way we did the ABM treaty recently, on the basis that the technology now has advanced so much further that we'd really like to use it. And the problem is, when you're talking about these kinds of weapons technologies that are actually manipulating huge natural forces, unpredictable outcomes are the likely result, and that's
sure.
The danger.
That's
an example. You know, the HAARP system here has been operating for some time in South Central Alaska. One of its applications is to create a heating effect in a hole in the ionosphere, this layer above the Earth's surface. And when it does create that heating effect, it can push the lower atmosphere into filling this hole, this void, changing the localized pressure systems and jet streams in the vicinity of this facility or wherever the signal is slewed. The problem is, if you look at the April-May 2000 issue of Scientific America, it actually shows a change in the jet stream coincidentally right above where this facility is located in Alaska, and it pushed the jet stream north about 50 miles, east 75 miles, dropped back down south 50 miles, and then moved on its normal course. But when it did that, it moved storms from east Texas, central Florida, depositing two tornadoes where they shouldn't have been in Orlando.
Once lived a king and queen who had three daughters, of whom the older two were lovely enough to look upon. But the third, called Psyche, was surpassingly fair. So astonishing was the beauty of the young princess that people came from far and near to wonder and admire. Went forth, chaplets and garlands were strewn in her path, as if she were the very goddess of love and beauty. Indeed, men paid to this mortal maiden the homage which Aphrodite herself was wont to receive. The temples of the goddess were deserted, and ashes lay cold upon her altars, while the virgin Psyche received the adulation of men.
Information is that people are accustomed to it. It's something which became familiar to them in these 50 years of looking at them, etc. So they admit it, they accept it. But what I'm doing today is something new for them, and their ego doesn't permit them to like it. Only very, very seldom some individuals can accept it, can't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, how could you explain that such a genius like Cézanne didn't sell during his life his painting, or that Van Gogh sold during his life only one painting? Everything which is to which we are not accustomed hurts our ego. We can't accept to say, I don't understand. So you say the artist is wrong.
How much I still love you.
And that's a design defect.
It's a news thing, ain't it?
This is a news operation that is distributed to 70 stations across Oklahoma.
Sure. This gives you limited power of attorney for Mr. Gecko's account. Every trade you make is at your discretion. Every ticket you buy must be marked power of attorney. That means that you call the shots. Mr. Gecko has absolutely no official knowledge of what stocks you're buying.
And
the active auroral research project and to join effort of the Air Force and Navy. We first reported on it, I think the first article I actually wrote was 1994. And, you know, since that time, it's advanced pretty dramatically. We had said then that it would eventually lead to a new missile defense system, which is exactly what transpired. In fact, Alaska, for those that may not be aware, is the site of a new missile defense system, including what they're billing, at least at this point, as an interceptor system. I personally believe they'll be using other technologies besides ground-to-air missiles for interception of intercontinental ballistics missiles. But the surveillance side, the interesting part of that, is that goes really into some of the over-the-horizon technologies that were developed through the HAARP program, as well as perhaps some of the other imaging technologies developed through the HAARP project, which is really just a large array or field of antennas designed to be operated in for a number of different weapons applications, including over-the-horizon radar.
And suddenly the world changed in an instant.
A design defect. This is where the manufacturing process may have gone perfectly. All those good blue-collar guys on the assembly line did their job to a T. But the product, there was a flaw backed by the white-collar guys in the main office when they were designing.
It was a beach on the Gulf Coast scattered with fossils. where you can find saber-toothed tiger remains, parts of mastodon skulls, ancient shark teeth. The retired people go out on the sand at dawn to collect them. It's their consuming passion to find old bones. They save them, they catalog them, they look them up in books to figure out what they are. They photograph them, they mail the photographs back and forth. They write learned notes. They form societies.
Humidity is high.
Yes. You think
all
I
the
think
sweat
it's
on
that.
The plants. You see the sweat on the plants. How you can tell. That's how you can tell. Everything's gotten the sweat.
Also, the clouds. You can tell how humid it is.
Those are not rain clouds. No, those are not humidity
I
clouds.
They are not say rain clouds. It was rain clouds, boys.
No.
It said that you can tell
but
the humidity when you look at the
that's
clouds.
That's not true. Sometimes it could be perfectly clear day and there will be high humidity.
There
are
going to be
no.
clouds every day. Spend if you time look every looking day.
At
the
does,
clouds.
This
the
time
texture
of year, we do
the
not
clouds.
Have clouds.
Not
tell you
the
humidity. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. If the humidity is very high. That's all I can tell you.
I had a dream last night. I woke up in a study. The walls were lined with rows of old manuscripts and ancient scrolls. A lamp on the night table glowed dimly. I lifted myself from the bed and walked to the bureau mirror. Staring back at me was a bearded, middle-aged man with earlocks, wearing a black coat and hat. What's going on? I thought. What's happened to me? I threw the hat across the room and tugged violently at my beard, a shower of flaky crumbs falling at my feet, but it would not come loose. Then I began to run toward the bathroom, unbuttoning my coat, hoping to find a razor. But the voice of my housekeeper, Hilda, brought me back to my senses. "Just slide it under the door," I called. The letter was terse. The camps, steadily filling up, were at the bursting point. I'd been commissioned to design the new chambers and adjoining furnaces. The blueprints were long overdue. There was no more time to be wasted. I must therefore catch the next train for headquarters with whatever designs I'd completed, or face dismissal and a departmental trial. The letter was signed by Kumble himself. I read it over again and dropped it at the wastebasket. Then I changed into my uniform and had Hilda call me a cab. The train was 30 minutes early. An example, I thought, of efficiency raised to the level of a paradox. The men of the railroad should be congratulated for their devotion to the future. I climbed aboard. The car was crowded with men, women, and children who were wedged in so tightly that no one could move. I listened to the hum of their conversation, which seemed in an ancient, guttural tongue, and stared uneasily through the mist of cigarette smoke. The rhythmic clicking of the rails made me drowsy. I congratulated myself on having found a safe niche in the corner, on the floor, which was covered with straw and random mounds of manure. It was an outrage, of course, that commuter service should deteriorate to this level. Then it occurred to me that I didn't know where I was going. I couldn't remember either when I boarded the train. I'm losing my mind, I thought. I'm so far gone that I've taken to boarding trains bound for districts in which I don't live. And if that weren't bad enough, I've selected an overcrowded car with no windows, with straw for seats, and piles of dung that are attracting horseflies by the dozens. And as I said this, I swiped at one of them. I woke up in a shower room. I was sprawled in an entangled pile of bodies. I peered out and saw a young man loading a wheelbarrow with the dead. I allowed myself to be tossed like a doll into the barrel. with my arm dangling over the side and my fingers trailing in the dirt, I enjoyed the bumpy ride to the trench. It reminded me dimly of wagon rides in childhood. I was dumped on a heap of bodies and waited for the worker to go back to the chamber. Then I searched for a familiar face, a friend, or an acquaintance. I saw the violinist, Yakov, lying nearby, his arms and legs twisted grotesquely. Next to him, I recognized a streetcar conductor with whom I'd sometimes talked on my way to work. The man, after pleading with the guards, had been allowed to keep his cap, which was still set at a rakish angle on his head. There didn't seem to be anyone else I knew, except for the fat man, who resembled Rothstein, the financier, rumored to have had affairs with famous actresses and opera singers. He looked flushed and bloated, as if he might burst. I began to search for Rachel, my former neighbor Holstein's wife. Sometimes, in the drawing room of her husband's apartment, we'd flirted together. It had come to nothing, but I'd always wanted to see her naked. I scanned the bodies, but could not find her. That night, I climbed over the side of the trench and escaped. I traveled north toward the Bavarian Alps. Weeks later, I arrived at the retreat of the Redeemer, the Chosen One. When night fell, I climbed over the wall, cut through barbed wire, crawled past machine gun nests, artillery, and anti-aircraft installations. In the backyard, I found the Messiah planting trees in the moonlight.
Yes? Who are you?
No good? I'll have a cup of coffee and a turkey club.
Your clothes are different. The plugs in your arms and head are gone. Your hair has changed. Your appearance now is what we call residual self-image.
I've been compared to Koresh before. People said I was like Koresh, except without the guns or pussy. And, means I'm just a real annoying guy, basically.
But you must understand the seven seals.
What, seven, is this a circus? I'm with you. What? Seven seals, right.
They hit the ball off their nose. Seven of them. I saw it when I was a kid. I don't understand it.
Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Doesn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? Am I the only one? Can't you see his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't, his little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard. I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard, so they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. Oh! A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off and joins a pro-life group somewhere. Am I the only one who sees that, or I'm not? Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm so proud of that little dark poetry there. I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush.
The mental projection of your digital self. What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, what you can taste and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain. This is the world that you know. The world as it was at the end of the 20th century. It exists now only as part of a neural interactive simulation that we call the Matrix. You've been living in a dream world, Neo. This is the world as it exists today.
Hostages taken in Lebanon in March 1984.
No, I mean I can't take care of him at home, but I don't feel better taking him here. After seeing the way that it's not, I'm not blaming the people who work here. It's just it's an institution, and they don't know him, and they're just trying to do their job. But
is this darkness in you too?
You know, he's really scared.
You got it three times today.
Sylvia.
Okay. So do you want to tell me why you came in?
Well, I had a nervous breakdown when I was sitting around masturbating. And I was being observed, which I didn't realize.
It seems to me you're humiliated and ashamed about what's been going on.
Yeah.
And that makes it hard to talk about things. As if you've done something terrible and you're to blame for something.
Yeah.
One of the hostages taken in Lebanon in March 1984 was Jerry Levin. His wife, Sis Levin, became increasingly frustrated with Reagan's lack of action to gain her husband's release.
One man looks at a dying bird and thinks there's nothing but unanswered pain.
And you see
another man sees that same bird.
In a situation like that, all a man can do is shut his eyes, let nothing touch him.
Feels the glory.
We'll meet again someday. You can't stand as close as we've been. Always meet again.
Have it so strong.
Oh, my friend, of all those shining years.
Who's doing this?
Help me leave you.
Who's killing us?
The word sent to the hostage families constantly was he was too busy to even see us. We had no access. We had no task force. We had no hearings in Congress. All of those things were denied us.
Who's being kissed and hugged here?
It's my wife, Sue, and my daughter, Melissa.
98% fat free, no salt added. For the-
limited power of attorney for Mr. Gecko's account. Every trade you make is at your discretion. Every ticket you buy must be marked power of attorney. That means that you call the shots. Mr. Gecko has no, absolutely no official knowledge of what stocks you're buying.
What does the antennas do? I mean, how does HARP work? What does the antennas do? I mean, how does HARP work?
Well, they focus and concentrate radio frequency energy in a similar way, by analogy, as what a laser does with light, by concentrating that light into a narrower band. In the case of HARP, it's an array of antennas, a field of antennas, that when they're fired in a specific sequence, they cause the energy, if you could see it, to look like a corkscrewing kind of motion of radio frequency energy moving upward, and that then is manipulated for varying effects. And
it's become a corporate town, very corporate town.
Each radio station, which we have no control over,
quite naturally, this state of affairs offended the proud goddess. And before long, her anger flamed into fury. Shaking her golden locks, Aphrodite exclaimed, "Am I to permit this mortal girl to outshine me? I, to whom the princely shepherd Paris awarded the golden prize of beauty over the divine Hera and Athena? No, my honor shall not be thus slighted. I shall give this vain girl reason to regret her flaunted beauty."
There are tensions growing from the fact that you're dealing with these immense and very hard to define companies. Immense and very hard to define companies which have mind-bending resources.
So I don't think that we have to critique our focus on race or racism, because it's not as if that's a stopping point. It's an entry moment.
Savings, plus a special bonus.
I don't think it's too serious yet, but we should make more of an effort to get her involved with real friends her own age.
The psychological, spiritual,
Well, that's sex. We have big heads, big eyes, and we'll live very high tech.
Well, that doesn't sound, I guess, all that bad.
Well, no hair. We're going to be bald.
Six minutes before 1 o'clock.
And no,
started burning things, throwing things, and marches were happening, and these were angry marches.
The implications of that theme ahead of time. Or the act of writing fiction. The act of telling the story is for me my personal way. Exploring the theme, exploring the notion, in this case of death, coming to grips with it. It's an interesting thing that the act of writing the book becomes for the author a personal exploration of the themes that are at the heart of the story. I think in a corollary way, it becomes, therefore, an exploration for readers who simultaneously experience the book as an exploration of those themes that the author is confronting.
I used to do a lot of lecturing, and I don't anymore because I got tired of it. But doing these college lecture tours, you go to a particular town, and they set up a press conference at the airport, and you do that, and then there's a dinner, and everybody sits around at the dinner asking you questions, and that's very nice. And then you go make a speech, and after the speech there's a coffee klatch afterwards, and people ask you questions. And it's a continual process, day after day, for 2 weeks of being interviewed. And I found, after the first couple of days of feeling awkward about it, by the end of the week I was getting on a kind of interview high. And I loved being interviewed, and depended on it, because it made me the center of all things. And Then I came home at the end of this lecture tour, and I was met by my girlfriend, and she didn't interview me. My daughter didn't interview me. And it was a real letdown being home where people were really more concerned with what they had done in my absence. And they weren't being and I wasn't interviewed anymore. And I didn't like it at all. I didn't like them very much for a while.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. There's danger on the trail ahead. Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
That's a stopping point. It's an entry moment.
Sometimes I feel like I just want to die.
Are you thinking of wanting to die at this moment?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think is going on diagnostically?
Definitely has some. He has a tendency towards what he calls depression. Obviously,
okay,
not hospitalized or treated in any way.
We then have the story from this morning that he seemed to be manic.
Yeah, he was presented as
right. I mean, the story this morning was that he was calling people, whatever. And then I tried, you know, how often were you masturbating? You're right. The emails of how often were you masturbating? 6 hours is.
It's a lot.
I mean, you know, I have no idea, you know. I can't comment on that, but what I can say is he was masturbating for 6 hours a day.
He was simply told to stay home, to be quiet, to trust, and the agenda will be fulfilled.
They're not even companies, they're sort of nation states. AOL Time Warner is a nation state. So is Vivendi. And these companies are so new that they haven't even really come together yet.
Give this vain girl reason to regret her flaunted beauty.
That therefore I ought not by any means to remove. However, I was so enamored of this place that I spent much of my time there for the whole remaining part of the month of July.
Where he could just relax and, in quotes, enjoy himself the rest of his life.
No, I like here.
Oh, well, we're not going to have any.
Picks up our programming. But what you probably heard was the local newscaster in your town in Idabel.
What, is your name Skinner?
Yes.
Well, he's the one that I heard do this all dang story about my sister.
Massive response, with, according to U.S. government sources now, estimates of maybe 7,500 to 10,000 Somalis killed as a result.
Is it fair to say that you won, you as the chairman of the Department of Afro-American Studies at Harvard University, believe it is incumbent on you in...
I could eat a little without Peter Tull's song. I could rest. The 17th night it was. The moon painted us all in silver and black. The others slept. Tull had his wife's head cradled in his lap. I crawled over to Tull. How is she, Tull?
You know, I think she's getting better. She smiled at me a minute ago. My singing helps.
Go on, Tull. Hum. Hum your song. Hum,
you young fool, for the last time. Hum.
I cut off his infernal song, cut it off with my fingers, digging into the yielding flesh of his throat. He slumped over his wife's body. I closed my ears to her moans, and I pushed them both into the dark water.
I don't get aroused anymore.
Nor do I. Nor do I.
Say something to arouse me.
Missile madness!
Missile madness. Yeah, that's a good one. That certainly should have roused me. But it doesn't.
Atomic Holocaust!
Very good. Very good. You know, for a moment there, I almost felt aroused. I guess it's because it's so current.
Do you think we've turned apathetic?
Now, apathy's such a bad word. I'd hate to think it's apathy we suffer from. Let's just call it faith.
Everything you do that makes your job safer makes it less profitable. It's just a one for one. Kind of thing that happened. So now you're making movies that can gross, you know, like the biggest grossing movie last year probably didn't make any money for the studio. So now your hit doesn't pay for your losses.
The big financial stories are the fact that movies are not that profitable. Ultimately. That the amount of expenditure that goes into them does not make a movie very profitable anymore. If you look at a movie like Pearl Harbor, they spent $140 million to make it. They spent another $100 million to market it. And they will come away with probably $400 to $500 million at the box office, half of which is returned to the studio. So what's left to them is not going to really carry them for a great deal of time. And the reason to create a movie like that is that it's going to take you through some lean months.
You have to have other things besides the ability to make just the movies.
Girl, reason to regret her flaunted beauty. So saying, Aphrodite summoned her son Cupid, or Eros, the winged god whose arrows of love neither god nor man could resist. And showing him the fair Psyche, spoke these words: "Behold that proud beauty, and avenge with your arrows the slight offered to your mother."
Two heavy-set men, one wearing the badge of a sheriff and the other that of a deputy,
fire in the maiden's heart a passion for the lowest and meanest of creatures, that her pride may be brought as low as it is now exalted. Obediently, the young god set about fulfilling his mother's wish. In the garden of the goddess were two fountains, one of sweet water, the other of bitter. Here Cupid came with two amber vases and filled one at each fountain. Then, carrying the precious vials on his quiver of arrows, betook himself to the chamber where Psyche lay sleeping. The sight of her pure young beauty almost moved him to pity. But determined to carry out the commands of his goddess mother, Cupid let fall a few drops of the bitter waters over her lips, then touched her side lightly with his arrow. On this, Psyche opened her eyes wide, and though the god was invisible to her, he was so startled that in his confusion he wounded himself with his own arrow, which inspired in him, the god of love, the same burning flame it had so often kindled in others.
I mean, from earliest childhood, really not at all liking the world I was born into, not knowing where I developed the standard to measure that world against. Maybe it was movies and old radio programs, whatever it was. I didn't like where I was, so I started drawing myself out of that place. And my introduction to social and political satire was in the United States Army, which I was drafted into during the Korean War, and despised every second of it, and truly lost my identity. And so the first time I put on a pair of army fatigues, I forgot how to speak English. I just began to pick up a stammer that didn't leave me.
On the door of Sheriff Gilpin's office in Gunnison.
Sheriff Gilpin?
Come in, gents.
I guess you're expecting me, Sheriff.
Is that so? Have a seat, both of you.
I wrote to you from Larimer about 2 weeks ago. Told you I'd be over to get that critter Sam Weaver you're holding.
American soldiers. Lit.
The unique part of what this transmitter is, I mean, normal radio frequency energy spreads out like a funnel from the transmitter. It gets weaker and weaker with distance as it becomes less and less concentrated. With HARP, just the opposite occurs.
And you said that you get varying effects, like what?
Okay, over-the-horizon radar is one of those. And one of the other things you can do with this device is create what's called an artificial EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, a surge of energy sufficient to knock out electronics on sophisticated aircrafts or weapon systems. You can use this for earth-penetrating tomography. This is, in plain language, would be like X-raying or looking into the earth. This is this effect is created when you send the energy up into this area above the earth called the ionosphere that is a big electromagnetic active area. DC current at tremendous amperage exists there. And what happens is the energy is modulated or vibrated into this area, causing it to send energy back to the earth that comes in the form of an ELF, an extremely low frequency signal, and it penetrates the earth and see a signal is returned, but you can then see what's underneath in terms of underground facilities, mineral strata. You can use the same signal for communicating with submarines, and this very same signal in ELF is if it's within certain window frequencies, can have a profound effect on our mental health as well as our physical health.
All right, just sign it at the end, twice.
Never knew how poor I was till I started making a little money.
Will undo Microsoft faster than the Justice Department will. Well, it just like all of these disruptive technologies, it'll take root in a new application that actually doesn't hit
Microsoft's top or bottom line at all. It just, it's like the transistor grew a huge new market out there before the vacuum tube players felt it. And the PC business grew a huge new market out there before digital felt it. And so it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and Microsoft is happier and happier and happier.
It will attack and devour. Anything.
Hillary Clinton.
There's no fucking hope in that guy. They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control. Here's Love Connection. Watch this and get fat and stupid. By the way, keep drinking beer, you fucking morons.
Very rich guys, very big bankers, suddenly realized that there was enormous value in the libraries that had been created. So what was a very tiny business was now a business that they could fund. They could loan money against it because they could project out the impact of cable and video and say, hey, we can resell every movie that's ever been made. So there's huge hidden value here.
Because I have all the stories here in front of me that I used yesterday. And I did no such story.
To pick up a stammer that didn't leave me for 3 or 4 years after I got out of the army. And it was this frustration of knowing or thinking I knew what I wanted to say, and the words would come out all twisted.
Did things to me.
The children's center's having a ceramics class this afternoon. Why don't I take Clara?
With Reuters, the world's largest electronic publisher.
That's it?
Well, I'm really sorry to have bothered you. I'll be going now.
Welcome aboard USA.
James Jordan took the collar, and he is descending with the surety of gravity towards the Mendoza line. Teams are getting a second and third look at his swing, his ability to
focus on commodity prices being pushed up by a dry spell in the Midwest.
Take out last spring.
I'd phrase that a little differently if I were you.
Oh, you would you? Well, you're not me, but
you know, how would you phrase it if you were me?
On March 12th of last year, I accidentally shot my partner when he crossed my line of fire during a pursuit of a felon.
Yeah, well, you know, man, you can phrase it any way you want, but it happened, didn't it, Killing? Didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Happy citizens just throwing their lives away. Oh, I think it's a shame when they do that. Don't you think it's a shame when they do that?
I think I probably was. I'm not. You know how you first came to meet Mr. Hunt? I've never met Mr. Hunt. Do you know who first brought Mr. Hunt to your attention? Did anybody bring Mr. Hunt to your attention? No, it was my understanding, and again, I don't know when I knew it, that Mr. Hunt was brought into the White House as a result of Mr. Colson having known him.
Well, do you recall Mr. Colson ever talking to you about Mr. Hunt and recommending him to you as a person that the White House really ought to have working for it?
He may have, but only on the basis, not on any basis of my knowledge of Mr. Hunt. Any basis of my knowledge of Mr. Hunt. For it. He may have.
Big Hicks was shot by a client loaner. Though the shots had two different calibrations, we feel that one gun shot them both. He was a quiet loner who had a family and kids.
Only on the basis, not on any basis of my knowledge of Mr. Hunt.
She's not happy anymore. I'm not there to hold her.
Now, in your statement on page 8, in speaking of the president's decision-making, you state that he insisted that when a matter was brought to him for decision, the full range of options, and the full range of viewpoints regarding those options be...
Just 1% of this country owns half our country's wealth.
She's lonely and she's bored.
$1 trillion.
Money flowed like a tidal wave into this business. That's when the takeover wave hit. That tidal wave of money.
How are you a loner with a family? How does that work?
Transformed what the movie industry is.
TV Guide calls one of the best shows for kids. And for four-footed fun, That's My Dog. Think it's a zoo in your family? Then you'll love The Mighty Jungle and Big Brother Jake. The stars come out on Country Music Spotlight.
You're well on your way to success.
That was my next question on this. You know, in theory, when you're talking about this, if you're in an unpopulated area, all of these things are terrific. But generally speaking, no matter where you're going to aim this stuff, there's going to be people.
Right. And this is the problem, is when you look at the new technologies in terms of what we're understanding, is it's not so much the concentration of energy. And that's kind of the point of when we were talking earlier about the experience in Japan with the flickering light or the cartoon that caused these epileptic seizures. It wasn't the amount of energy, it was the flicker rate. It was the frequency of the energy.
The goal is to cut out as many of the middlemen as possible. Maximize the revenue of the film. Viacom is as good an example as any vertical integration. Paramount produces the movie. They also own Blockbuster. It then goes to Showtime, its pay window. The next window after that is a network window, and then it could go into syndication. So, in theory, a hit Paramount film can actually play on virtually every one of its windows on a Viacom property.
I won't tell you because I'm going to have to talk to Mr. Stan. And this is, by the way, where I will also have to put the record straight. Sloan was a pretty low individual on that particular day, and it was then that Martian hit him on the back to fuck him up. And I don't want to take credit for this statement that was reported by BBC made, that when growing gets tough, the tough get going. That was Senator Muskie, who had just said it a couple of days beforehand.
You didn't make any such statement, is that correct?
I made the statement, and I made it in the context that...
You didn't quote Senator Muskie as being the author thereof, did you?
I did indeed, in connection with respect to the nature of the tough campaign he had and the one that we were having.
Were you saying that for Mr. Sloan's benefit at that particular time?
I was saying it.
You have to have some of the other ancillary things, or there is no way.
You want action. We got it. Last Action Hero.
So there are various shifts that occur in a man's thinking and his feelings at approximately this time.
This is where the action is, and when you look at these various signals that can be created for all kinds of purposes, if they happen to transit these window frequencies, some pretty bad things can happen.
So that at once Cupid's heart was filled with love for the beautiful sleeping maiden. But now his first thought was how he might perchance repair the mischief he had wrought upon her. And bringing forth the second amber vial, he poured sweet drops over Psyche's silken hair, after which he returned to his mother Aphrodite. Alas, Psyche lived from that day forward under the goddess's frowning displeasure.
We know the agenda was to Iran.
After 7 months, Sis Levin finally traveled to the Mideast to gain her husband's release. He was later allowed to escape as a result of her negotiations with the Syrian government.
It's wonderful to be back.
Her experience has led her to doubt the Reagan administration's motives.
The claim on the part of the government was that the administration was so anxious about the hostage situation that they were pressured into giving arms to the Ayatollah to bring the hostages out. Many of us think, in looking at it, that if there had not been hostages, they would have had to have been created. Because if the agenda to get arms to Iran were discovered, the only thing the American people would take as an excuse would be the very human element of a very human president weeping over hostages.
The Reagan-Bush administration, right from the beginning,
behind the scenes has been ally of the Khomeini regime.
It was not only Mr. Noriega, but his accomplices and underlings who stood for a reprehensible government at the time, and therefore you had to take down not only Mr. Noriega, but take down the elements of his supporting entity in order to reduce the PDF to nothing.
One of the objectives of an invasion, main objective, was to destroy the PDF. Why the treaty, the Panama Canal Treaty, it stated clearly that the year 2000, Panama would be responsible for the security, safety of the canal. To be responsible for the safety of a nation, you need to have an army. The elimination, the liquidation of the PDF means the extension, the continuity of the United States presence as the only military force in our nation, which historically is the United States position.
Lo que ellos realmente están buscando es quedarse en Panamá.
What they really want is to stay in Panama after the year 2000, and that is what they have achieved.
No, they couldn't make it work.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they say.
A genetic...
Not big-breasted either. I mean, we will have breasts, but not big-breasted.
Why?
Described magnetism and gravity as a particle flow, which is something I guess our human scientists are thinking about, the graviton and the like. There's actually two phases to gravity. One is the gravity pull, and the second is what they call a repulsion force. In essence, gravity is the particles floating into a body like the Earth. And then when there's pressure buildup, it shoots out like laser blasts, a huge amount of gravity particles, and it cuts right through our atoms and the like. It doesn't affect anything. It just passes so quickly out. Then it disperses kind of like a firecracker and floats slowly back down. It's the floating back down that presses us towards the Earth's surface. What they do when they do long-distance travel is they turn off the repulsion force of gravity and only use the attraction force, and they said it's a quick kiss.
Is there a male menopause?
It's incredible.
All right, there you go.
News Corp, they've got a studio, they've got a network of five
on a Viacom property.
Charlie would give us our little tape recorder and say, they're going to have a march on Beale Street this afternoon. Will you go and get a news report?
And though upon second thoughts I resolved as above not to remove, yet I built me a little kind of a bower and surrounded it at a distance with a strong fence, being a double hedge as high as I could reach, well staked and filled between with brushwood. And here I lay very secure, sometimes two or three nights together.
Even though she says she didn't want to give me the pleasure of fucking too much. Me?
even though I was an insensitive, crazy bastard last night. She's on a period and I come out all bloody. She gets out of the shower to watch the space shuttle land. It does, and we fuck on the black couch.
Make sure, if you lose the clicker, check underneath, could be sitting on it. Words to the wise. Adam Newton, the WZ. The WZ out of Newton. Okay. Home of...
I'll have a cup of coffee and a turkey club.
Sir Isaac. Co-author of The Matrix and Damn Proud. Not George Washington. He's on the dollar bill. New metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Chain linked to it. Arms bound. A little femdom going on over here. Not my cup of tea, but I guess that's the nature of the beast. A little binary throwback. Kiss down. WZBC.org. Golden Streaming Audio for specialists of that fetish. Car rallies, hubcap collecting, all kinds of fetish video games going on out there. With various medication, of course. If you're a little confused about what would be good for you, just go to a psychiatrist and he'll Candyman you right up for you. Get a little program going just for you.
Sex was in our household 24 hours a day.
Set you right up there. Get you on your day all ready.
Later on I learned that that's just not how everybody is.
Strictly speaking, there is no such thing as a male menopause if we define menopause as the cessation of menstruation, which is applied, of course, to the female. However, if we use some poetic license, the fact is that a male menopause does exist if we consider that there are certain physiological and psychological changes that occur at approximately the age of... to be in the bed. There are other places. There is the living room before the fireplace. And with one's imagination, one can create all kinds of variations. Thank you.
derived no benefit from her ravishing beauty.
Some point in the early 21st century, all of mankind was united in celebration. We marveled at our own magnificence as we gave birth to AI.
AI? You mean artificial intelligence?
A singular consciousness that spawned an entire race of machines. We don't know who struck first, us or them, but we know that it was us.
Troopers glutted with their own barbarity. If you can accept it, you will do something that will transform conditions here in Alabama. And so I'm not worried this afternoon, however dark it may be, however difficult it may be. I know that it is true, the truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne.
Yes, sir.
That is another part of that great statement, yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. The Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow.
Action-packed movie is today's hottest video game for your Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis systems.
Have a panel. I want to say that I came to a confrontation with the deeply racist character of American culture through my own feminist struggle to come to consciousness as a woman. And I realized very quickly that I could not.
When we look upon the first council fire kindled by our forefathers,
and I didn't figure it out until sometimes later that I was in this rage, that I hadn't experienced the direct appeal, the direct feeling of hatred before.
The total people there who were in a hell of a knockdown drag out of Donnybrook over, they couldn't agree on it. Now the sequence is shown by my log that after that meeting, Mr. Sloan apparently went back to Mr. Stans, who had received the information about the Liddy payments the day before, I believe on June 23rd. Mr. Stans called me, and Mr. Stans came up and saw me alone. There wasn't any Jeb Magruder, and there wasn't any Mardian in the meeting that, according to Magruder, I asked Mardian to step out so that I could discuss the matter. That would be the last thing in the world I would do because Mardian was investigating the circumstances of the time.
That's the only doggone radio station that my pickup truck will pick up is the one that does that Oklahoma news.
Right, but you could have, but most stations, including our Idabel affiliate, follow our newscasts with their own newscasts.
Well,
because we do not do stories like that. because they're not of interest to the state. We only do statewide news stories.
It's a bold-faced lie is what it is. It ain't no gall-dang news stories. It said that my sister was down and got drunk and got in a fist fight at the bowling alley.
Well, we wouldn't have even done a story like that.
There with her eyes closed, and then I would touch her and do things to her, and that never reversed. I was always the one who did that to her, and I actually didn't really think about that for many years until I realized that's sort of SM, I guess you might call it that.
Did your sex play always stay private, or were you ever discovered?
Oh, I think I was discovered by my mother, yeah, several times trying to undress little boys in the backyard and stuff like that. And, you know, I think I got yelled at, and I certainly didn't have a sex-positive upbringing at all. Oh, not at all. Very sex-negative. Very strange, actually. My family life was very dysfunctional.
I have more mental cruelty with him. I suck it up. I made a home for him. He doesn't deserve a lot of things. He's a selfish man. And since you told him I married him, Betty, she said, you've got a very peculiar, eccentric man. And you have to be out of having
him. You're not peculiar and eccentric.
No, I'm not. I'm loud mouth. I'm a eccentric mouth. Don't you come near me. Don't you shout. You deserve to get a hold. Yeah? Don't you push you and break your legs.
I didn't break your leg. You didn't fall. I just barely touched you.
That's a lie.
My parents were not alcoholics or drug addicts, so I never had those kind of experiences. But as far as emotional dysfunction, it was highly emotionally dysfunctional. And
what sort of?
Well, my parents didn't love each other. More than that, my mother probably hated my father very early on.
She treats me like a slave in here.
You treat me worse.
Orders me around.
You treat me worse.
That was
Jennifer.
That's Jennifer.
Well, I think
you're going to give me a chance to be nice to you.
Are you married? That's the day I got married to you. We're not nice.
That voice is sweet.
Why would you stay married to her all these years?
Get out of me.
My father was very aloof. He was sort of like the shadow father. He never really... I don't have a lot of early memories of him. Certainly he was not affectionate with me. Certainly he was not telling me I was the most wonderful little girl in the world. You know, I never heard that at all from my family. You know, I always felt sort of left out. You know, and my family was very... They didn't know how to show any love or affection. At least to me they didn't. So, you know, I always thought there was something really wrong with me because they wouldn't or couldn't show me love.
Look at that face. I actually fell in love with that face the first time I saw him. He made me an offer that I never had had before. He wanted to be my slave. He wanted
to give his whole body to me completely. I never had an offer like that before, and I thought, well, you know, it's not much of a body, but okay, I'll do the best I can with it. And I've done a lot over the years. We both have. When I first met him, he was so skinny. His face was just like, just all bones. In fact, when my father first met him, he said, "Sherry, he looks like his dad." I said, "I know, Dad. That's what makes him so appealing." I'd seen a lot of movies where, you know, the women slap the men. I always thought that was sort of a neat thing to do. And I'd never slapped anybody before. Just seen it in movies. But with Bob, it was something we got into. So it was sort of fun to start to slap him. Didn't want to go by the eye. Didn't want to go too low. Just right here in the nice fatty part of the cheek.
And she's
all right.
Pretty doggone.
Listen to me.
While I'm
if
trying.
You heard it on the radio station.
Come out all twisted. And I didn't figure it out until sometimes later that I was in this rage, that I hadn't experienced the direct appeal, the direct feeling of hatred before. Whatever hatred I might have felt in the nice, safe bourgeois confines of the Bronx and parental situations is because of guilt, because of love being mixed with hate, is very, very much underground. So I never knew the raw, naked feeling, and it scared the hell out of me as a nice Jewish boy.
Because Ronald Reagan's number one fear is the Soviet invasion of Iran. It's that simple.
I must confess to you that I thought using the Ayatollah's money to support the Nicaraguan resistance was a right idea. I was not the only one who was enthusiastic about this idea. Director Casey referred to it as the ultimate irony, the ultimate covert operation.
There was a lot of talk during the hearings about covert operations, national security, the necessity of secrecy in conducting foreign policy. But some experts claim that covert action does not work in the interest of the U.S. national security, nor does it create a more stable world.
To think of the democratic governments that have been overthrown in the last 30 years by military coups is almost like giving a capsule history of CIA covert operations in the last 30 years.
Objectives are largely unknown, seemingly indecipherable, or even possibly non-existent. On the verge of being killed by forces that we don't understand.
That sounds like my game, all right.
Though all eyes admired her, and men still sang her praises, none, neither king nor prince nor commoner, sought her hand in marriage.
People for a long time were taught that sex is dirty and sex is shameful.
Pipe of peace was smoke and brotherly friendship between the different nations of red people. Our hearts rejoice in the goodness of our Creator in having thus united the heart and hand of the red man in peace. For it is in peace only that our women and children can enjoy happiness and increase in numbers. By peace, our condition has been improved in the pursuit of civilized life. We should, therefore, extend the hand of friendship from tribe to tribe until peace shall be established between every nation of red men within the reach of our voice.
Over it with a ladder, as before, so that I fancied now I had my country house and my seacoast house. And this work took me up to the beginning of August. I had but newly finished my fence and began to enjoy my labor, but the rains came on and made me stick close to my first habitation. For though I had made me a tent like the other with a piece of a sail and spread it very well, yet I had not the shelter of a hill to keep me from storms, nor a cave behind me to retreat into when the rains were extraordinary.
Professional chef.
Transportation stinks, and I'm doing
but the police
all this for you.
But the police department has a new helicopter.
Oh, I'm thrilled and just marvy at the helicopter they brought in that was...
Would you take someone like that out to eat? You gotta go to a place where they can feel comfortable no matter what mood they're in.
This is supposed to say the show. This is a little luck of these.
You should see him in traffic.
See this?
All the time.
He did this.
An article in yesterday's newspaper cited several reasons for the gap, including lingering resentment among white Southerners over the Civil War and free...
Could you describe it for me?
Well, there's the way I do it.
My mom never really spoke to me about sex.
Hadn't you better have a talk with her?
Yes, dear, but I don't think this is the time.
It was always like,
shh,
you know, don't say anything about sex. And so I learned on my own, and I didn't learn exactly the right way, so I had to, like, learn from my own mistakes.
And really as a form of salvation, I started doing cartoons, satiric cartoons about the army, and that's where I came up with the idea of Monroe, this little four-year-old boy who's drafted into the army by mistake and tries to tell them that he's four, and because it's not the army's policy to draft men of four, they know he's not, and finally convince them because they're the grown-ups, they're the authorities, and they don't make these mistakes. So it was my... first truly political cartoon. It was also the first piece of work I did that, in a sense, outlined what a lot of my future work was going to be about, which was an investigation of authority, of the use of power, of the stupidity of power, of how the people in charge are very often, maybe generally, incompetent, and how, nonetheless, their power to intimidate is overwhelming.
Thank you.
we've been hearing all of our lives, and I'm almost 47 years old, but we've been hearing all of our lives that one day it's going to rain fire down upon the earth. And you know, sometimes people laugh at you, and they say you're stupid, you're crazy, you don't have good sense. It has never rained on a fire on the earth before, and you clowns are talking about fire being rained down.
It was the loveliest, purest experience I ever hoped to have. A fantasy come true. Me with the most beautiful, delightful girl in the world. And she loves me. She loves me! And all that time, do you know what I was thinking?
What?
Wait till I tell the fellas.
You got some who say God ain't gonna burn up nobody. He would not be God. Who told you he wouldn't be God? Who has been his counselor? God said he would perform.
Of course, we all wanted to go.
We were on the air when people were calling to get interviews, you know, to find out what was going on. Of course, they chose us last because we didn't have the guys. You know, it was all women.
I was embarrassed to bring this up.
No, please don't.
I am by heart, nature, somewhere, maybe all three consciences, a do-gooder. And I'm very much afraid that I will become a lecturer.
I don't know whether that is a do-gooder.
You have a wonderful audience. Well?
Now, what would you lecture about, Henry?
How to live.
On 6 months,
No, I tell other people who are going to be left around.
How to live.
On the theory that I really know now.
Well, this I would like to hear. I don't want to condemn you to the 6 months to live, but I'd like to attend one of those lectures if it were possible to arrange. I wonder if we did have only 6 months to live, what we would seek most of all is a better understanding of ourselves. You might do it by means of pleasure, Mr. Potter. I don't mean this necessarily means sitting around being a philosopher. But don't you think that's the thing we'd get most curious about, because it's the person we've been neglecting up to that time?
Well, that isn't what I had in mind.
I
was going to be of help to other people. Isn't that delightful of me?
It is nice. You know, I think you're making lots of friends by making that declaration. And inasmuch as you're going to live virtually forever, you don't even have to bother to do it now that you've, you know, expressed your sentiments properly. You really want to be of help to other people during this 6 months?
Yes, because something that Mr. Potter brought up before would make it pretty easy to do. You really no longer are in a conflict with anyone, friend or enemies, the rest of the world. And now you won't have to care anymore about what people are going to say.
You're irresponsible.
That's right. Now you really can do it because you're not compromising your own future. But you know how there are things you think you'd like to do and you say, no, I can't do that because people will say, well, now you won't have to care anymore what people say.
In a sense, if you're given only 6 months to live, you're placed in a sort of a semi-godlike position.
Every moment in my fancy.
Quick kiss. That's really interesting, and it all.
Yes, and I have actually gone off the planet elsewhere in the universe with my children.
Was the person who worked for that radio station,
wow.
Not me.
Hello, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me?
Marie be help?
It's available only at your video store. So when you're returning this cassette, pick up the game and live the action.
News Corp, they've got a studio, they've got networks, the Fox Network, they've got two cable outlets. So, you know, they've got all these different arms to sell this stuff. Then they've got Sky Channel, and they've got a satellite overseas, and they own TV Guide. I mean, vertical integration is now, it's like Dr. Evil from the Austin Powers movies. You know, it's these tentacles that encircle the world.
Whimsies came into my thoughts, by the way. But to go on. After I had thus secured one part of my little living stock, I went about the whole island searching for another private place to make such another deposit.
Well, owns the studio, Warner Brothers. It also owns a number of outlets that help sell the movie.
When you've got Time Warner, AOL, Entertainment Weekly, and CNN, and Time Magazine, and People, and InStyle, they get to flog movies in five or six different ways before the picture even comes out.
I'll pick up a white rook, a white queen, and a white king.
In any case, the first witness to be called probably tomorrow will be Richard Helms, the former director of the CIA.
Even before I met Bob, I'd seen a movie, a Japanese movie called In the Realm of the Senses. And in that movie, this woman gets very turned on to this guy, and they fuck all the time in the movie. And one of the things they do is she chokes him. She gets on top of him and she chokes him with this cord. And that's something I always wanted to do to somebody. I never had an opportunity to do that. But then again, here came Bob, and he had seen the movie, and we both went home that night, got out the old bathrobe cord, and we discovered that it wasn't fake in the movie at all.
Pictures made by companies that they're in business with.
You could make the case that the movie is the most fundamentally symbolic piece of content that any media company develops.
Then it will invade, and whether it's in 5 years or 7 years, I don't know.
Let me make this case. I mean, I'm not the spokesman for Microsoft, and they could certainly choose a better one. But this point, Microsoft didn't see, or it wasn't a high priority, the Internet.
Yeah.
But they got it.
Yes.
And they turned that big ship around.
That's right.
So they could deal with it. And then you had, they recognized they didn't have a browser, and they got into that business pretty quick, and, you know,
yeah.
and maybe part of a lawsuit, but nevertheless, succeeded. They
That's
now
right.
have a huge
That's
part
right.
of the market share.
That's right.
So what's to believe that they're not going to be smart enough, in a sense?
The about face into the Internet and the browser was a very impressive managerial achievement. But it was a sustaining technology to Microsoft. Their customers wanted it. Their customers were buying it from somebody else. And if they took that thing and integrated it in with the rest of their system, it strengthened their business model, didn't weaken it. And so the model in the Innovator's Dilemma would predict that Microsoft would have come out on top of that battle, difficult though it was, because it was a sustaining innovation. Helped them do a better thing for their existing customers. Java is a disruptive technology. It's a very different animal. And so I don't think Bill Gates has met his test in the sense that I've talked about in the book.
To apply the wisdom, because it is important. Because otherwise metamorphosis seems as a magic that is beyond belief. Beyond anything you could possibly do. Caterpillars can do it, but not humans. And among them, not you. Maybe there's a rare story, a story you heard about someone thousands of years ago or in another part of the world that you don't even know where it is, but not you. And so it's important to apply the wisdom, and with the application of wisdom, to see, no, it is possible. And it's within my possibility. So as we continue our exploration to activate this magic, that point, an important one, and we'll come back to it undoubtedly from time to time. However, now, since you are not starting life over again, and if you were in another lifetime, you'd forget all this anyway. How do you do it now? How can you consciously? Some people in their adult years create or activate the sense of metamorphosis through tragedy. And often it is there, one of the avenues of the miraculous, that the metamorphosis does occur. Some people create terminal illnesses. And finally, in that creation, when they finally get it, I could die. And that death might not be a pretty process. It might not be a graceful exit. It might be, because particularly of technology that can create such, to keep bodies alive long after they ought to, long after any decency has long been abandoned. When a person wakes up to that, has a near-death experience, or has the realization, that can cause them to pause and can create a cocoon. Often it begins a cocoon of depression, the cocoon of denial, or the cocoon of withdrawal. But there is the opportunity that within that cocoon they can activate, choosing the sacred, seeking ecstasy, the unknown, seeking to create with imagination, willingness, and with passion, seeking the radiance. And for some, triggering, they have experienced a metamorphosis where not only the miracle of the healing of what would have otherwise been terminal, but they emerge a different person. Not just a better who they were, but a different person. But you see, as magicians, you don't want to necessarily conjure near-death experiences. You don't want to conjure terminal illnesses, because you don't have quite the confidence to know that you can turn it around at the right moment. You might get carried away and whoops, you died. Damn. So let's not go that route. The route you can take to create the cocoon, not of despair, not of depression, but to create a cocoon of magic. It begins, first of all, you need to gather the ingredients, the chemicals. You need to gather the supplies, the stuff, that you need. That's so much of why your childhood was created by you, allowing it, not causing it, allowing it to generate those supplies. See, I need to learn a bit of pain, so I think I'll create some of that. I need to learn a bit of joy, and I'll create, maybe not enough, but I'll create some. And I particularly want to learn this or learn that, and there's something out of martyrhood that I need, and something out of struggle, and something out of dreaming, and there's something out of laughter, and there's something out of curiosity. And you know, I'm not going to find any curiosity in my household, but I could create the reality where that old man down the street, who everybody seems to call names of and tell rumors about, I'm going to get to know him and watch him as he gardens and speaks of his past, and I might gather some wisdom there. Or that old woman that everybody says is a witch and that says she poisons kids on Halloween. I may be just daring enough, crazy enough, mad enough to not go knock on her door to make her, to hassle her, but to get to know her. I don't know why I'm getting to know this old man that all the neighborhood kids are, but maybe it was. Maybe that's the reality I created too. Because I needed something that old man, that old woman, that one that all kids, you know, how kids can be about things they don't understand or that are strange to them. You got the stuff there. You're not in a live estate anymore, but you've been. So you need something of your past. Some of those ingredients. That's why you ate it. That's why you digested it. That's why you lived it. Now don't let it be in vain. You need something of your past. Some treasure. Some gift. From the battlefield of your past. From the experience of your past. You also need something of your strength. Not all your strength, not every strength, but you need out of your strength certain ingredients. Out of your power. Strength is the application of power with a consistency, but also of your power. And you know, you also need something of what you've forgotten of yourself, of what you've lost of yourself, of what's missing, of what's missing.
Hello, Hal, do you read me?
Hello, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me, Hal?
The same thing that you paid for once, you can sell a whole bunch of different ways. That's crucial. Just selling it through a movie theater is not ever going to be a viable way to make money back on a movie anymore.
By this removal, tribes that were once separated by distance have become neighbors, and some of them, hitherto not known to each other, have met and become acquainted.
It's like a game. It's not going to be easy to market.
But it's a game everybody's already playing.
Not many of you work with the Buddha where you can find with some of what you've lost of yourself, whether you lost it there or not, or rather what you forgot of yourself. Some of you have worked with us with Atlantis. Not just for the woo-woo of Atlantis, but for what was lost. For there, whether you lost it there or not, you can find. Others of you have worked certainly with your spiritual heritage and with lifetimes and have found the missing, some of the missing, maybe many of them, but you need something of what you forgot. Maybe now you remember what it is, but something of what you forgot, of what you lost, of what is missing of you.
This is how I knew that MJ-12 existed years and years ago, because before we could get on this large spaceship that was going to take us off the surface of the planet, I had some people approaching with the Zetas, and I said, good heavens, they look like humans. And they had light tan uniforms, no insignia, and they were sort of apologetic and said they were told I would understand. And they just escorted me to the ship, and my son described it as something like customs.
By that time, he had long since gone to counsel and to the prosecutors, so that he was pretty well advised on this, not only his options, but as to how he should, I'm sure, present them.
Surely boo-hoo, but it's not, it's going to be a bigger business from now on.
You also need something of a healing energy that is within you. Something out of that past, certainly so, that is a healing energy. And you need something of hope. Hope is a magical, magical emotion. It has been stripped, it has been destroyed in many ways in your conscientious world. It has been maligned. Hope has been seen as a desperate last emotion, as a weak expression. If you've got hope, is that all you can bruster? Is that all you can bring? Hope? Hope? Jeez, you're bankrupt, aren't you? But in fact, hope is a tremendous, because it's an expectation. With depth of soul, it is anticipation. With heights of spirit, hope. And as well, something of healing, something of hope. You also need something of dreams. Maybe of lost dreams, as we talked the other night. Maybe of dreams not lost or stolen, that have manifested. You need something of dreams, you need something, a bit, of something from your visions. And you need something also of your majesty. Something that is majestic in you. However big or small, it's a chemistry. It's an electromagnetic energy. It's not so much the content of such magnificence or such majesty, but the fact that it is. And likewise, something of your magnificence, something that is magnificent in you.
Breakfast.
Missed him? Well, it's the first full meal I've had in months. When he's here, he keeps me so busy passing him food that I never get any chance to eat anything myself.
Well, he does eat a lot. But then he seems to like eating so much that I get a kick out of watching him.
And unless we find a way to distribute films without feeling that they have to have this enormous push behind them and this expensive advertising campaign, we'll never be able to appreciate this generation of filmmakers.
It used to be that a critic would write something wonderful about your movie. That would get people out to the movie theaters to see your film. And the movie theaters themselves were not so corporately owned that they...
You need these eight things, or things from these eight categories, if you will. These are the stuffs that, if metamorphosis were allowed to unfold naturally, would have been gathered, would have been there, or and are there, and in that cocoon would have been the chemistry, the energy in one formation to be transmuted, transformed into a different formation to create the chemical reaction of consumption, dissolution, resolution to new form. You also will need to trigger the electromagnetics. Your hypothalamus is there. You don't need to create that. All those neurotransmitters are clustered there. Just wait. All wired, ready to go. And so you need to something as a way of flipping on the switch, of turning on, of amping up to trigger the electromagnetics through choice.